In each case, we have a temptation of Jesus by the devil, followed by Jesus quoting a passage of Scripture. Bonus points to anyone who can tell me where every one of those quotations come from. No, not the Psalms. It's going to be the book of Deuteronomy. Each time that Jesus is presented with a temptation, he quotes a verse from the book of Deuteronomy, which in the ancient world, when you quoted one verse of something, it was supposed to call to mind kind of the whole thing. So it's going to be not just one verse here and there, but whole passages that we'll look at there. So we have a temptation, we have a quotation from Deuteronomy, but in each case, these quotations from the book of Deuteronomy refer even further back to a passage or a whole section in the book of Exodus. And we're going to go back and we're going to look at some of those too. So you have temptation, quotation, and then you have that quotation as kind of a hinge that leads us back to the book of Exodus and part of the wilderness experience that we have there. So we have Matthew displaying Jesus reliving these events from Exodus, and in each case, Jesus overcomes. And we're invited to ask ourselves the question, how would we have fared? How would we have fared in Jesus' shoes? How would we have fared in Israel's shoes when we were walking through the wilderness? Or even more poignantly, how do we fare when we experience these types of temptations? How do we fare when we experience the wilderness, maybe more in a metaphorical sense, but in our day-to-day lives?